A 10-man Vancouver FC scored a late equalizer in a wild 3-3 draw with Forge on Friday, July 5. Vancouver's Gabriel Bitar opened the scoring in the 12th minute, before Forge equalized in the 36th minute through Malik Awolabi Belawu's first of the season. Alejandro Diaz then sent Vancouver into the half with a lead with his fifth of the season. The match took a turn in the 52nd minute, however, when Vancouver's Vasco Fry was shown a red card. Forge tied the match in the 66th minute on a deflected Daniel Parra strike. Forge's David Choinier looked to have won it in the 85th minute, but in second-half stoppage time Bitar came through with a late equalizer for Vancouver FC. As a result, Vancouver stay in second place in the table, maintaining their one-point advantage over Forge FC. They are undefeated in their two matches at Tim Hortons Field this season, having won 2-1 in Hamilton back in May. Vancouver FC head coach Afshin Goadby was happy, but not completely satisfied, with the outcome. "When you look at the clinical finishing, and the two beautiful goals we scored as a team and how efficient we are becoming in front of the goal, I think that's very, very extraordinary for our league, for our team," said Goadby. Read also, Vancouver FC Eagles aim to soar over Forge FC again. Read also, Vancouver celebrates derby win. Despite the late nature of their goal, and their man disadvantage, Goadby did admit to being a bit disappointed that his team didn't try to go one step further and claim all 3 points. They won a late free kick just outside of Forge's box, for example, and instead of going for goal, played it short and killed time. "I want to change the whole mentality, not just our team, but just the Canadian mentality, is that it's 3-3, we get a wide free kick the last moments of the match, bring the ball in front of the goal and try to win," said Goadby. "We play short and try to just be happy with a draw. And I think I want more of the feeling that we can win this game right now, hopefully with time, I can change that." Bitar was named player of the match. With his first multi-goal performance of the season, Bitar was a game-breaker for Vancouver FC on Friday at Tim Hortons Field. He also completed 3 dribbles and won possession twice in the final third. "I've been told by a couple of teammates that I should shoot the ball more, and so as I kept driving towards, the back line dropped off, and so once I got in shooting position I was like, I'm just going to try it," said Bitar. Gabriel Bitar. Take a bow, hands clapping, star struck, hashtag canPLTV at onesoccerpick.twitter.com/nr3e4zilpike. Canadian Premier League, at CPL Soccer, July 6, 2024. Vancouver FC now have 3 consecutive home matches in Langley, beginning by hosting Atletico Ottawa on Friday, July 12 at 7 p.m.